came on, Rick.
Oh, you're...
The Fearless Podcast, in a time of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act.
All right, y'all. Welcome back to the Fearless Podcast. We are at episode 43.
Episode 43. Our program was a little bit laggy there.
Again. And this was take two, and take it still did the same thing.
It did the same thing, but I think a little bit longer, actually.
And we are recording late tonight.
Yeah. It's about 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock. We're usually getting ready for bed right now.
Yeah. Long day.
Because we're productive proponents of society.
Yeah.
That
pay taxes.
Pay lots of taxes.
And don't mooch off the government.
Produce lots of... So there's lots of those on the dole right now.
Yeah.
Thanking you for a day's hard work.
Yeah.
And
not thanking you.
There are lots of IRS agents out there waiting to talk to you and be your friend.
Exactly.
And help you.
There you go.
So anyway, so what were you all up to today?
We were building a pantry for a lady in her house. She had a really big living room, and she was like, I just want you to take a part of it and make it into a pantry. So we made a 6 by 12 pantry, and we're going to put all of our shelves in there. And so we had to put up two walls. And then since we do not, the one thing that we don't do is sheetrock work. That's the one thing that and like
I don't blame you.
Shingles, yeah. Putting shingles on a roof. Those two shingles things and concrete work. We don't do that. Like, we personally do that for ourselves, but we don't do that for other people. We were like, but we can do, what is that called?
Beadboard.
Thank you. Yeah. Beadboard, plywood, and it goes up really good. The crazy thing is that we bought beadboard for the tiny house 4 years ago. And me and James, the second we picked up this new age beadboard, we're like, dude, it's gotten so much thinner.
Shrinkflation.
It's insane. Like, it's way thinner.
Shrinkflation.
So anyway, we did that. She's super happy with it. Tomorrow, we're going back for our second day there, and we just have to install all of the shelves. But what were you up to today?
Doing my tour de Northeast Texas, and we're doing a commercial roof, and it was like scorched earth, like ripping this thing down to the metal deck. And then the metal deck was roached. So that was cool. It was
awesome.
Fun. You love the curveballs. It's always keeps work exciting. And keeps the change orders flowing and all that stuff.
For real.
So, well, let's jump right into it. Around the farm.
Around the farm.
And speaking of around the farm, we just hauled two big O Angus to our local microprocessor.
Yeah.
And so that being said, we do have one quarter left of a Angus.
Biggin.
You can go on over to thetexasblues.com.
Yeah.
Reserve your quarter.
Yeah, if you are close to the Northeast Texas area, and or there have been people from Oklahoma and have drove 3+ hours to come get our beef before, and this is going to be some grade A beef, like primo beef.
Yep.
So definitely worth the drive if you are a little bit out of the way. But just wanted to keep you all in the loop about the beef.
Yeah, and the rest, I mean, everything's going great.
And we don't ship.
Yes, yeah, it's local pickup. And local even pickup though we say only. That, people say, do you ship?
Do you ship?
And
no.
So they probably didn't listen this far, and they're probably still ask us again if we ship. We still don't ship.
They're the same people that will ask a question that's answered in a short that's like only 30 seconds long.
If you do want your beef shipped, you can go to the links below and use our beef initiative link.
Hey, there you go.
For 5% off. And that's all very high quality beef. And it's locally sourced. You can select which ranch. I think there's 4 or 5 ranches on there that ship. You can pick which one and then which kind of
that's
box
cool.
And all that kind of cool stuff. So if you want to ship beef, we can make that happen too. Just use the link below. What do y'all got going on around the farm?
Around the farm. Not a crazy amount. I know that we put up a new fence line about a week or so ago with the new gate. Mainly a lot of just maintaining the property. Probably in the next week or so, we're going to go ahead and get that skid steer with the mulcher head back out here. But other than that, you know, the next thing that we've been adding on to, at least my list that I like to do, is mowing the grass and weed whacking and stuff like that when I get home. But other than that, another update, all of the lime and rabbit manure came in. Mm-hmm. So now I was confused. I thought that they were coming out and spraying it on our fields. They're not.
I was just as confused.
Yeah.
And when your mom said, we can go pick it up.
We can go pick it up. I was like, hold up
the bus.
Yeah. 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 So I guess we have to go pick it up in containers and then haul it back.
Oh boy.
And then spread it ourselves, which is fine. Because I'm going to go ask my other neighbor that he might have a sprayer. If not, I know a guy that bush hogged the ranch property and he rents out his sprayer.
Yeah. And we've been talking about buying a sprayer.
Oh, they're expensive.
Well, isn't that one like $600? Or are they way more?
Were $600. No, they're a lot more.
Oh, okay.
For like,
well, if we get
bigger ones,
we can rent one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which he'll come out with his tractor and the sprayer and go spray it himself. He charged like $80 an hour to come out and bush hog. And that was totally worth it.
That was a great deal.
That was a great deal. Cause he had a big bat wing bush hog. Mm-hmm. So that was definitely a surprise update today.
Yeah.
Was like, oh yeah, you gotta go pick it up. I'm like, oh, I thought y'all were coming out for that price.
I don't know either,
because I thought the whole thing was like, oh, you gotta wait because we're gonna have it with this other guy's shipment to come.
Yeah,
I thought to come put it out, but
yeah, I
don't know.
I was okay. Well, such is life. This is what you do. Yep. Try, fail, adjust. We roll with it.
Chickens have been laying a lot, like
what me and the littles have been doing is, you know, mm-hmm. we've retrofitted our Mittlighter gardening system into two rows of about four different variety of blueberries, and the blueberries are doing killer. That soil is perfect, and then it's pretty sandy, well draining, so the pH must be right because they're producing really well.
That's awesome.
And
that's
great. So what we've been doing is all of these rare exotic Texas weeds that are growing up right now in there, they're very much like succulents. And what the little ones discovered is they can harvest them, and if they feed them to the chickens go nuts.
Sure.
And so every day when I get home from work, we pick all the weeds out of there and throw it to the chickens. And so that's been great because we're growing chicken feed.
Yeah.
We're improving
Texas weeds,
our egg quality, and we're getting rid of these weeds all simultaneously.
Yeah, that's great.
So the problem is the solution, and it's pretty cool, and it's a lot of fun, and you get to hang out with little people, and they're really cool.
They
really dig like pulling these weeds and throwing it to the chickens.
Well, yeah, so it's really satisfying when you do it too, because chickens get so happy.
Yeah, it's like gamifying work. So it's pretty cool.
There you go.
So that's kind of what's going
around
on
the farm.
Around the farm.
Yep.
Now, how about health check? What's
health check? Doing good. No sore throats.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, nothing like that. I did have a real bad headache and some back pain yesterday, but that was just because running ragged all weekend long.
Working hard.
Yeah, working hard. We worked hard. We put in like a whole entire week. And then we were able to actually go have some great fellowship and fun with some buddies of ours down in Nacogdoches. And we went swamping and all types of fun stuff like that. We shot shotguns and swamping, if you don't know, at least our type of hillbilly swamping is you put full on waders and you go find really muddy spots in a swamp, like, and then risk getting very wet and very muddy. So. And then at the end of it, we did get wet and muddy. So anyway, a lot of fun there and got to go experience the Nacogdoches Rodeo.
Keep NAC weird, y'all.
Okay. I think this does deserve a little spot. This is not the proper spot, but we need to talk about this. So I've never been to a professional rodeo. Okay. I've been to rodeos, right? But not a professional one. Like, I thought that meant pros were going to be there. Okay. So we get to the rodeo. Beautiful place, the Nacogdoches Rodeo. It's all under one roof, which is cool. Sitting there waiting, little slow at the start, you know, they're like 5 minutes late, the show was or whatever, which is fine, you know. Then comes, you know, normally with Texas rodeos, at least, you know, they normally have girls on the horses that'll go do some type of like rings or whatever, perform just like a little performance before.
Yeah, sure. Or run before, a flag.
Yeah. Run the flags or whatever, yeah. You know? So anyway, so they changed it up with the Nacogdoches Rodeo. They had like about a dozen, girls on horses and they were just doing their loops or whatever. But then they decided to let them wear hot pink in spandex pants.
Nice.
While they run around. And yeah. Then on top of that, to make it all worse.
That's knack, yo.
They were all dressed up to look like Barbie.
Nice.
Figures. So they all dyed their hair. Well, I think most of them were wearing wigs because all their hairstyles looked exactly the same. Then the rest of them probably just dyed it. And then on top of that, it was Barbie, which nowhere like on the rodeo, like going leading up, said anything about Barbie. It was so out of left field. All of us guys were like, what the heck? That wasn't the worst part. Was the Barbie themed music that mm-hmm. they had there
mm-hmm.
dropped F-bombs.
Nice.
Like every 30 seconds in it.
Great.
And it was vulgar. And I'm not even going to say
it. Nacogdoches. I think.
And we're sitting there for at least the performance is there for like at least 5 to 8 minutes.
Oh, boy.
Until the song finally ended. And we're like, and then it went on to another song sang by another lady. Okay. But it's like the most annoying, like TikTok high pitch, like absolutely terrible. Like super, super bad. Like you are a terrible singer.
Our pop culture will literally destroy everything.
I know. It's like, you do not sound good. Yeah. You should not be allowed any like a mile from a microphone. Like, get away. Anyway,
it will destroy anything and all things worthwhile.
So we're like, what in the world? Like, you have girls. It's bad enough that you have girls in tight pink, hot pink stretch pants that are dressed up to look like Barbie, which is so random. But whatever. But then you're gonna have like some cursing song. And then for the rest of the rodeo, first of all, everybody there sucked at the rodeo. Totally. At least there were a couple bull riders that were pretty good, like three. Then there was probably around three decent bronc riders. Other than that, everybody else really stunk. Really, really stunk. It was just so terrible. And I'm thinking, I'm going to a pro rodeo. There's going to be guys here that mean business. And it was just, I don't know. And terrible. Then the whole entire time, normally with at least the little rodeos that we've went to, you know, they just have your normal.
They turn the frogs gay.
They just have their, you know, normal country music, right? And, you know, I'm not pro country music or anything like that, right? But they just, it now all of a sudden, you know, in the last couple years of mm-hmm. rodeo stuff, mm-hmm. they think to draw in this new crowd of kids, they have to use
pop culture. It's got to cross over.
Terrible trash and music.
Destroy.
Like hip hop, rock and roll. And I'm like, that's not rodeo.
It's got to cross over.
Music. Yeah. Like it's absolutely trash. Like it doesn't have the same feeling or anything when they're out there, you know, bucking a bull out.
Yeah, they want to destroy the Southern culture too.
It's just like, and like the people that they're trying to attract in are not the hard working blue collared cowboys anymore. It's like you want with this music, you want to attract
Barbie people,
the people from Memphis that dribble a ball around, mm-hmm. you know? I'm like, no, like this is, it was very, very sad. And, very disappointed.
They want to attract the Babylonians.
Yeah, for real. Very sad. And then this was sad. All right. This is the last thing I'm going to say about it. This really cracked me up. The producer up there. Well, two things. After the really bad cursing song, Barbie style thing, as soon as that ended, the guy gets up there and wants to talk all religious and be like, oh, now let's, you know, thank the Lord for our country exactly. Let's pray and, you know, bow our heads. I'm like, oh, wow. After you just had a song that was dropping the F-bomb all the time. I'm like, wow, what in the world?
And for those of you are unfamiliar with Texas and Nacogdoches and just like
it's insane
society in general, just so that you're aware, there's a large university in Nacogdoches and Nacogdoches, if there wasn't a if it wasn't a big college town, it would probably be a normal average little normal sleepy country town. But and that's why they have the saying keep Nac weird, because everything that's wrong with Austin, like Nacogdoches is like a mini Austin.
It is, sadly.
And these are the problems with these Babylonian complexes. And Nacogdoches is not even big. I mean, what was it? We looked at
30,000 people. Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was bigger than that.
So did I.
Yeah.
And, but because of this influence of this postmodern Frankfurt school, higher criticism, lower criticism, ivory tower, it completely deludes and like just degrades the culture.
Yeah.
So that you were just watching the fruits of all of those planted rotten trees of postmodernism coming to fruit there.
Yeah.
But with all the fruits. So that's sad. Yep. But I'm glad you all had great time with
fun time.
Good fellas.
Yeah.
And a good great fellas. Family.
And good fellas that don't curse.
We appreciate the good fellas and their great family.
Oh, man.
And their friendship and their fellowship. So that was great. And that's around the farm.
Yeah.
And then
that's around the farm.
That you were doing your health check.
Health check's good. There you go.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah. So my health check, a carnivore strong, getting real close to 300 days. Had probably my best friend called me today and I had an hour conversation and he was like grilling me on carnivore. And
in a good way or a bad way?
Rad.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And he's like, he's strongly considering it. So
cool.
We talk carnivore and theology is like my two favorite topics.
There
Not in that order. Not in that order.
But, not in that order.
But yeah, so I had a great conversation today with my buddy Brad.
That's cool.
I love that guy. And carnivore strong. I did I had a technological breakthrough this week because I have been quizzing people like every day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm out about a lot. I'm in the public.
Sure.
And so yesterday I was on a college campus and we were doing some maintenance stuff. And the guy that unlocks everything, it was kind of abnormally cold and I had a hoodie on, but it really kind of wasn't enough. And I'm like, man, it's like, you know, and one of the guys I work with, he immigrated from Connecticut.
Okay.
So he moved down here from Connecticut.
So he probably thought it was
20 years ago.
Summer weather.
Yeah. And so we were both talking. He was like, man, I used to think like this would have been like, oh man, this is warm and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm like, yeah, me too. I was like, yeah, this is just like a spring day. I'm like, now it's like cold, man. This is rough. And so, you know, we're just talking. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm like, I've been dealing with this like sinus respiratory thing since October, you know, and I'm as I talk to people, they're like, yeah, man,
everybody says it
doesn't go away.
I know.
And all the stuff. Right.
Yep.
So I've had this thing. Right. And so two Sundays ago, I was doing really good. Mm-hmm. And like you can hear it right now.
You still got it.
Yeah. So two Sundays ago, I was doing really good. And then all of a sudden I was like, oh, and I just, it
knocked you out,
crushed me. Right.
Sure.
And so I bore through the week cause I'm a man. Right.
Sure.
And you can work and be sick and just deal with it.
Yeah. Suck it up.
And, overall, I feel really good, sleeping really good and all this stuff, but just dealing with this thing. So this past Sunday, about the same time of day, it's like, get home from church. Mm-hmm. And just like, oh man. I'm like, dude, it feels like it's got. So I'm like, I've been doing this concoction mixture sinus rinse with these different herbs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? I got all these Neil Med sinus rinses.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to run one of them. I'm going to do a Neil Med, right? And all the Neil Meds are, it's like, say it's salt and baking soda,
okay. You know,
and it's a very minimal amount. So I did the rinse and I was like, whoa, that worked. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. So what I'll do is every time I start to feel congested,
mm-hmm.
I'll do this Neil Med sinus rinse, right? So I did that. It basically equated to every 4 hours.
Hmm.
So, but it completely knocked out all of this stuff as far as any types of symptoms, like zero. Because I was taking DayQuil and NyQuil to function, you know?
Well, to keep it drained.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so now I just do the Neil Med. I was doing it basically 4 times a day.
Okay.
And now I do it when I wake up and then I do it. And it's because it's like getting real close to bedtime.
Sure.
So I'll do it when I wake up and in the evening. And I mean,
gone.
Totally gone and completely managed.
That's awesome.
Which is really cool. So if you're struggling with the current concoction that may or may not have been grown in a petri dish or something.
Don't know.
Or maybe gene edited or something to that effect or whatever. Maybe consider Neil, N-E-I-L-L, Med. And I'm not a doctor. I didn't play one on TV and I didn't stay at a Holiday Inn last night. But you might want to try that out. Just an idea. Works for me. No promises, but so that's my health check. So
there you go.
I think I've solved the mystery,
the world's mysteries
of, maybe or whatever, but you can try it. Okay. So that's our health check. On to, oh, so, hey, we have a new, channel, supporter of the channel. We have a new sponsor, foodforestnursery.com.
There you go.
And if you use the code, the Texas Boys 10, you get 10% off. All the links are down below, but they sell awesome bare root trees.
Yep.
And now's the time to buy bare root trees, ship bare root trees and plant bare root trees.
Yep.
And, we got 5 or 10 trees. Well, we got, 5 or 6 trees and some, black raspberries and different things. I planted a new variety of Asian pear. Check this out, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can go back in our videos. I planted them a couple months ago.
You're talking about the OG Asian pears that are back there?
No, I'm talking about the 2 brand new varieties I just planted
Sorry.
Like less than 2 months ago.
Oh, okay.
And we did a video with me planting them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The one Asian pear that I planted bare root.
Mm-hmm.
Less than 2 months ago. We are getting real close to, yeah. So probably 2 months ago.
2 months ago.
Blossomed and is bearing fruit. Like, I'm not lying. There are 5 or 8
wow
brand new Asian pears on the absolutely brand new bare root fruit tree that we planted 2 months ago. So it is speaking to the quality and the maturity of the tree. I kind of can't. My buddy Carlos, he bought a bunch of cool trees, so he can keep us posted on how he's making out. But I'm incredibly impressed. Love the family. It's a small nursery. It's in Arkansas. Love the family. Love their website. Lots of good, cool stuff on there. You can click a button on your zone. It'll tell you what's cool in your zone.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So check it out. Foodforestnursery.com.
There you go.
And we appreciate their support. And now we're on to verse of the day. The verse of the day comes from Isaiah 58:12. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach and the restorer of the paths to dwell in. And the relevance of that passage is it is our intention in our intentional lifestyle that we create.
Mm-hmm.
You can design and build and live a lifestyle that is anti-culture, anti-postmodern, anti-pop culture, anti-anything, anti-everything that's absolutely wrong with the culture. And there's lots of modern people that want to be all pop culturally, sure, and they want to be relevant to the culture and change the culture while participating in the postmodern meltdown, which is the part of the problem. But our intention is to be a repairer of the breach and the restorer of paths to dwell in. You know, there's this idea and concept that, well, you know, you got to modernize and, you know, it used to be like that, but you can't do that anymore, man, because women are different and men are different. Yeah, now they're way too different, right? Mm-hmm. Exactly, because of postmodern deconstructionism, right? But we want to be a restorer and a repair and seek the old paths, where is the good way, right? And you know, somebody made a comment, and I concur. I agree. They said, you know, we don't need a reformation. We need a renewal, right? But in a very real way, historically, we do. I'm sorry. We don't need it. We don't need a reformation. We need a renewal and a restoration. And I completely agree. Or maybe I'm quoting that wrong. I forget exactly what he said. I could probably actually pull it up. But we need a restoration of the old, true. Come out from among them, my people, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. That's from Revelation, y'all.
Yeah.
And regardless of your eschatology, whether that's a futurist thing, y'all, all you pre-tribbers better like stink and wake up and snap out of it. All right. Unless you're going to just conclude that somehow Babylon magically appears and you're supposed to withdraw yourself from Babylon then when you're not going to be here. Cool story. All right. Cool story. Or it, and then if you're, I mean, if you're a historian, if you're a historist, right, or a preterist or whatever, well, you got some splaining to do, Lucy. Okay. Don't work for you either. All right. Or maybe you're historical premillennial, and then you still got to come out of her, my people. And that ain't the Jews. Okay. And we're going to do a podcast on that too. And that never will end well because there's so much delusion about all that nonsense.
Mm.
But anyway, okay. I don't want to get down, but hey, but no, the encouragement here is to be the repair of the breach, the restorer of the paths to dwell in, and the restoration of manly men and womenly women with that acknowledge and live and represent their gender roles and their genetically designed way.
Yeah.
And there's a way. And Josh, if you're listening. So Josh asked an honest, open-minded question.
Okay.
And I should really get to this in viewer mail. So I will pause.
Okay. Can you remember it?
Or I can remember. Okay. I have the memory of an elephant? Steel trap. If an elephant were welded out of steel and had locks and closures on it, that would be a appropriate representation of my memory.
That's scary.
I wish that were true, but that is false. But my son, Matt, has a great memory and he'll remind me at the end.
Hopefully.
So I won't get into that.
Okay. So Josh has a cool comment.
But verse of the day.
Interesting comment.
And it's relevant to everything we're talking about, of being a restorer, a repair of the breach, restore the paths to dwell in. that history, you know, not only do we learn from history and say, hey, look, beware, you know, two great words from the scriptures, behold and beware, right? Behold, hey, look at this. Beware, don't do that.
Yeah.
Right. So the great thing about history is we can learn what not to do. Another great thing about history is we can say, hey, if you do this, I'll bless you. Mm-hmm. And you can do that. And it's not, that's not culturally relevant. Oh yeah, but it has to be modernized, which is a new speak for post modernized, just like with your New World Order Bible versions and your postmodern Bible versions, right? The language gets so modernized, you know, it's gender inclusive, you know, whether it's a legacy. Oh, we got to do the legacy because we're going to make it less gender inclusive, or, you know, it's going to be the NASB, but the old NASB. Well, why did they change that? Oh, okay. Yeah. Let's talk about this, but we won't get into that. But, okay. So that is verse of the day. And verse I went around Robin Hood Barn on that. And, thanks for sticking with us, y'all. So I guess we're going to get into the topic.
Okay.
Are we getting into the topic?
You want topic or viewer mail?
No, we'll do viewer mail at the end.
At the end. Okay. We just got to remember.
Oh, I'll remember.
Okay.
Well, we could do viewer mail now. And then I will remember.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. I was like, we might just want to do it just so then we don't have anybody dying when we forget. Everybody's going to be like,
the other great thing about Josh is the Christian meteorologist that contacted me through Twitter and wasn't he
the first Josh that was talking about the chemtrails?
Yeah.
Or is that a different guy?
No, same guy.
Same guy. Okay.
So he asked me about chemtrails and he's a meteorologist and he explained to me why chemtrails aren't real and don't exist. And they're really contrails and it's water vapor.
Sure.
And so me and Matt,
we talked about it,
a long form. I did a rebuttal
response to
all of his statements with documentation and with all the Harvard stuff from the professor PhD at Harvard that wants to spray metal at the sun and in the high atmospheric, John Brennan and high aerosolized spraying and, you know, geoengineering and weather as a force multiplier, weather as a weapon. You know, we have white papers. We have government white papers. You got the stuff from Vietnam, y'all. Vietnam. Okay. We have been doing this. Mm-hmm. Okay. We've been doing this. The fact that they, them, and those and the military industrial complex has been doing this is irrefutable. And wow, this isn't going to go away.
It's one of those things.
So
the old frog,
it's your future.
Hey, just do your, it'll sound like Alex Jones. Okay.
It's irrefutable. Okay. So, you know, we did a long form on that and I love the interaction. I love going back and forth. Right. Well, and he never did. You know, I personally sent it to
him. Oh, you sent it to him. Okay, cool.
I personally sent it to him.
There you go.
Months ago, never responded, which is fine. I mean, everybody's busy. Everybody's got time. Mm-hmm. Everybody's got stuff, you know, and
stuff
certainly, I mean, I hope you're in a way, I hope your life does revolve around the Fearless Podcast. I mean, I hope that we are one of those things in your day. Like when you
Get the notification, there's
different podcasts, man. When I get the notification, dude, I'm like,
you're pumped.
Sweet. Especially if I drive a lot and I'm on the road and I'm like, oh man,
you're burning through podcasts.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, this is going to get me to Jacksonville. Like, and this is going to be great. You know? And I, you know, certain ones I share with my friends and the three friends that I have. And, so
all your pals,
all my pals and my buddies
that you go golfing with,
that I golf and we froth. Do froth?
Is that actually a thing?
Yeah, froth. Frisbee golf.
I know frisbee golf, but that's what they call it, froth.
Some people.
Froth. Oh, my word.
Okay. Yuppie Northeasterners. Do froth, bro? So, For real. True story. I can't believe that that's true, but it absolutely is true. Okay. So, what were we talking about?
You were talking about hopefully our people.
Yeah. I mean, that's why, that's just part of the reason why we love to do it. And, my buddy, Alpha Warrior that I had on, mm-hmm. if you didn't listen to that, y'all, you have to listen to it. Absolutely. You have to listen to it. Awesome. But he was like, man, you're really good at this. Maybe, you know, and I was like, thanks, dude. I appreciate that. Appreciate the love. He's great. We do try. We got some, really cool new mic stands. We got some, new chairs.
Yeah, we got new chairs so we can get way closer together. So
we, and it's in case we have in studio.
Guests. Yeah. It's just nicer.
Claude, if you're listening, we're still waiting on you, buddy, to
he's a busy man.
He's busy. We're all busy. I get it. I don't hate. There's never any hate. And, so we do hope that you're looking forward as part of your day. Right?
Sure.
So
definitely.
He admonished me as a Christian on the chemtrail things and basically said, you know, you just kind of sound like a conspiratard, you know, when you talk about that stuff and you kind of sound uneducated and kind of stupid and all this stuff. Right. So I said, hey, I'm going to try to give some provenance and some stuff here. And, you know, you can look up and all that stuff. They don't disappear or anything. And there's hazy and all. I'm not going to go really dead. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So didn't hear anything back. Now, out of the blue, Faith and I did a podcast on, raising a family in a postmodern world. And we were talking about these ideas about gender roles and femininity, mm-hmm. and women in their God-given, God-created, genetically created, down to the molecular, atomic level.
No.
Woman and man.
No.
And there's gender roles, and they're different.
No way.
Gasp. Oh, Dahara. You monster.
If we only had a book that would tell you like what we should do in those God-given roles.
In the words of Sissy, you monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've been so fourth wave feminized, mm-hmm. that when you speak truth that existed prior to the postmodern era, it's all like, I does not compute. Danger, yeah. Will Robinson. That cannot be. So.
Yeah.
So what happened was, Josh sent me a question, and Josh asked a question. And so I guess let's address this.
Okay. Sure.
Why not? This will be a viewer mail.
There you go. Okay. Early viewer mail.
I don't get the part of why y'all believe there can't be women's sports. Lossy, you got some explaining to do. Now he said, I would like some explanation on that.
Okay.
I mean, I would like to have a dialogue about this.
Sure.
And why explain not? And support my position. What's to explain why women shouldn't play football or power lift or arm wrestle? You know, you've been brainwashed as a feminist when this is a question. And I'm not trying to be mean or harsh, but I am trying to shift. I want to shift your brain back to where it should be. You know, we've been so programmed and desensitized and feminized, and most men have been effeminated, mm-hmm. which if you look in scripture.
Well, because whenever they want to say something kind of against the grain, they have to like weigh out, explain themselves before they even say it and like try to like cushion it. So then they're like, oh, I mean it, but I don't mean it like that, you know,
and upspeak and talk squeaky because that's the way, you know, and this is all part of
the Ben
that.
Shapiro.
Yeah. The upspeak and drive the feminine and then we did it, you know.
Ugh,
please. So, then Josh, apparently not thinking that I was taking his question for real, said, for real, This is an open-minded question. What biblical argument can you give to that? Because I'd like to know. So he restates his question. He ignores my comment. And so I respond biblically. These are Christ's commandments to young women, ladies, and aged women. Titus 2:3-5, the aged women likewise, that they should be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women. So the older women are supposed to teach the young women, okay, right, to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands. Is so terrible. Obedience.
That's so
to their own not husbands.
Not empowering.
And when you're a keeper at home and you're obedient to your own husband, you're not being obedient to somebody else's husband at your just over broke.
Uh-oh.
At your J-O-B.
J-O-B.
And I realize this is very alienating to a large percentage of people.
Yeah, sure.
And bear with me, y'all. I'm going somewhere. I'm going to land the plane.
Okay.
Obedient to their own husbands. If I take obedient to their own husbands and I just say that as a declaration, that would be the most horrifying. That is the most jarring, like, pre-postmodern thing that you could possibly say.
And then people are so crazy too. They'd be like, they would jump right over that, like right over you, and be like, but what if he was abusive?
Yeah, of course.
Like,
of course,
oh my goodness. It always
moves from just the commandment
the most to extreme
the
thing.
Extreme.
It's like, be quiet, please. Just hush, please.
So to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good.
That's totally
obedient
different.
To their own husbands. Why? That the word of God be not blasphemed. Now, what's this mean? At the end of the verse, it says, you know, you're supposed to act this way so that you don't blaspheme the word of God, which mm-hmm. means that if you do not act this way, then you are blaspheming the word of God. So if you're not a keeper at home, and if you're not discreet and chaste, and you don't, and you're not obedient to your own husband,
yeah,
singular, and there's only one and all that stuff, mm-hmm. then you are blaspheming the word of God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what, I didn't write that.
No.
I didn't even translate that.
Don't
y'all.
Kill
I didn't even
the
translate
messenger.
That in English. No. From the original autographs in the Koine Greek that nobody's ever seen.
There you go.
1 Timothy 2:9-10. And I interject that stuff and you're one of them.
Yeah. You're one of them.
Yeah. That's me.
You use that old King James.
I am
there.
One of them. That is me.
One of them.
It's all part of the rest of it
mm-hmm.
about non-postmodern. Like,
so last
I
year.
Can't live, attempt to live a pre-postmodern life.
You still believe in that Bible?
With a postmodern.
So, such an old thing.
A Bible. 1 Timothy 2:9-10. In like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broided hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women professing godliness with good works. So I asked another question. How can you keep these commands while playing sports? And then also I said, you know, saying that your question is open-minded directly infers that I'm some closed-minded Luddite sure. caveman.
It's
so I wanted to respond in case you didn't yeah. get a chance to read this or in case YouTube buried it, which happens a lot.
All the time.
And it was funny. I was at the orthodontist getting my teeth cleaned and mm-hmm. there. Fans of the YouTube channel.
How did that go?
Great.
No cavities?
No, but you always need, you know, I'm old and my teeth need updating. Yeah, you know, I got old fillings and they're starting to fracture.
Yeah.
And you
know, I'd be like, take a photo. Let me see.
They did. Oh, that's even scary. Really? Yeah. They project it on a big screen. Oh, no. Take it down. Look, all you need to do is pay us a couple thousand and it'll be better.
You're like a boat.
I can't. So they haven't done the picture thing and shoved the pictures of your. Oh, and then. Oh,
I don't have that bad.
And if y'all, if you haven't. Ever like, and then what they'll do is like when they drill out old fillings and then they take the pictures and show them to you, like, no, man, I'm good. I don't even want to know. Yo, ignorance in certain places is bliss, especially when it comes to orthodontic work and all that stuff. I don't need to say it, dude. I'll take your word for it. You're the professional. I do like to do my own research, but there are certain things I will trust. You know, CPA, you're my man, dog.
You're my hero.
I love you. I love you, Dustin. You're the man, dog. There's certain things that should be left to professionals. And I don't want to see it, dude.
Yeah. Dentists and surgeons.
Yeah. Same thing. Yeah. Like when you're scoping my show, I'm good, dude. I don't want to know what you did.
They sent you home with photos.
Yeah. I don't want to know what you did. I'm cool. I just want to pretend it didn't happen.
If it doesn't hurt when it's all healed up, we're good.
Yeah. I'm super good. I don't, you know, I have no intention of going in there myself and trying to fix what you messed up or anything. Like, yeah, I'm good, so I don't need to know. Like,
no.
That's fine. Anyway, so that's our viewer mail. I wanted to get that response in there, and I'm sure, I am absolutely positive that Joshua wasn't the only one that had the same sentiment and the same questions. So I think that was a very broad question that would many people would be interested in.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think most people won't like the answer, but, you know, we are all allowed to have our opinions.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's for now.
For now.
And on certain platforms in certain places.
Yeah.
Maybe, I mean, I have a main topic.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, if we get into it, this is going to go
long.
So, I don't know. What do you want to do? Do you want to get into the topic?
We can get into the topic.
Well, you know what? We can get into the topic and then I won't get into, I was going to kind of do two because they were related.
Sure. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. We'll just do one.
Yeah. So let's,
do we want to do the bridge one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
We'll do the bridge one and then we'll do that last shout out too.
Oh yes.
About the market.
Yes. Thing. Yeah. Great. And I got that there. Yep. Well, okay. So before we do the topic, let's do the shout out.
Okay. Sure.
So let's present. And I'm going to read this so those of you that are listening can. So our really great, beautiful, awesome friends in Luling, Texas, Sunny Hill Flower Farm, and we'll put the links down below. This is their second annual agricultural event, and I'll read this to you so you understand what's going on. It is called Market at the Farm, and it's on May 10th and 11th from 3 to 8. And it's at Sunny Hill Flower Farm. It includes harvesting your own flowers, live music. They're going to have like three bluegrass bands there, I think. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Let me get to the page here so I can scroll down.
There you go.
Live music, coffee trades, artists, petting zoo, games for the kids. There's all kinds of sponsors. For any of you familiar with the Shepherdess, she's going to be there. She's releasing a new book.
Yeah.
So I think she's going to be doing a book signing there. These are just ultra salt of the earth. Great friends of ours.
Yep.
Good people. If we can swing it, we might try to be there. We're looking for an Airbnb there. And there you go. The one we went to last time, they're not Airbnb in it, and it was perfect, and the price was right.
It was perfect, except for the AC went out.
But, man, all the Airbnbs in Luling are, like, mad crazy expensive.
Really?
Yeah, wow. Like, $200 and $300 a night, and that's just, like, a little bit outside of my price range. Anyway, okay. We might be there, y'all, but this is May 10th and 11th, 3 to 8, and it is action-packed.
Yeah.
Really cool stuff. I hope not miss anything. The links will be down below. but all I type, wanted
all types of
to
vendors.
Give Catherine cool. and Sunny Hill Flower Farm a super huge shout yeah. out. And if we can, if we will and can be there, we will announce that.
Yeah.
But
we just got to figure out a place to stay down there.
Yeah. We need a relatively inexpensive place to stay.
Yeah.
For a day or two. And it is a beautiful area and it is incredible.
Oh, it's
country.
Gorgeous down there. No, it's incredibly yeah, it's gorgeous.
Country. Yeah. So please check out Sunny Hill Flower Farm. Check out the website. Yep. If you are in that Luling area on May 10th and 11th, stop by. You will not be disappointed. You will find a lot of really great, like-minded, yep. awesome people. And so please go check that out. And if you do, tell Catherine the Texas Boys sent you.
There you go.
And we would appreciate that. And so now we are going to move on to our last top to our topic.
Our topic,
our main event, the topic,
the main event,
and
50 minutes later,
50 minutes here, and y'all stuck with us, and I appreciate it. And you know, and somehow you all deal with my very harsh character, man. I'm just a really, I'm a kind of like a mean, crotchety old, but
yeah, you need more of
them,
when you work around. Well, I personally don't work around them, but sometimes you have customers that are like that, or if you're around town and you do kind of get burnout of, you know, the really weak, mild, timid, you know, feminized men, you know, so it is really nice to just be able to like be kind of.
Yeah. And I don't know if you, hopefully y'all heard my interview with Colby Mack, you know, mm-hmm. and we have an enormous amount of similarities family wise. 8 people. We have a lot of very similar beliefs and different things. Mm-hmm. And Colby was saying, you know, he was kind of saying, you know, not that there's anything, you know, that whole, not that there's anything wrong with that.
I really hate that.
And
but it's
yeah. And I said, hey, I think we're to the point where one, we don't have to say that. I think
we have to stop saying that because I catch myself saying that too. Yeah.
I think we can be bold. I think we can declare the truth. Yeah. As an absolute matter of fact.
Yeah.
And you used to be able to do that and people wouldn't melt, you know? And if we don't start doing that again and people don't stop melting, it's all going to melt into an androgynous blob anyway. So like what difference does it make?
Yeah.
To quote Hillary Clinton, what difference does it make? So, you know, there is that. Okay. Main topic. This has been a rabbit trail, y'all.
Woo. Been a good,
but I love this kind of stuff.
I personally love.
I hope you
listening to podcasts that just kind of go like this because it's kind of awesome because you don't know what they're going to talk about. So
sure, and you know, so. it's just a peek behind the curtain. That's all.
the pine curtain. There you go.
So, right. This is a true quote, and you can find the reference. Okay, this is from William Casey. And William Casey was the CIA director. And this is from the first staff meeting in 1981. Quote, we will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false.
Mm.
Now, everything is a lot. That's pretty broad.
Yeah.
Matt, when somebody uses the term everything, what does that include?
Everything.
So William Casey.
What does that include?
William Casey said that the intention, okay, right? Of their disinfo program, the deep state, right? The intelligent apparatus. Yeah,
you mean AI?
Yeah, big intelligence,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that everything will be a lie?
Will be deep fake.
1981.
Mm.
1981.
40 years ago.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to quote it one more time. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false. So everything they believe is false.
So you mean like a man becoming a woman? Or a woman becoming a man?
Tavistock. Okay. So their disinformation program is designed to encompass everything, right? And it will be successful when everything, the American public believes is false. So that means that in turn, you would have to corrupt and distort
everything. Everything. Yeah.
Okay.
And what are we seeing now?
Correct. So here's the main topic. This is what we were going to talk about. The Francis Scott Key bridge collapse.
Okay.
And what's very interesting about this whole thing.
Fill me in, because all I saw was a headline.
Okay. So I'll fill you in kind of like in real time how it happened to me.
Sure.
I get to work the other morning, yesterday morning.
Okay.
Right. And getting all set up, my monitors and stuff. And I'm setting up all my stuff, waiting for everything to boot up. So I'm checking out Twitter. I always check out Twitter randomly when I'm waiting for I see this bridge collapse and I'm like, what in the world is that? And so I'm reading, I'm like, at 1:30 a.m., the Francis Scott Key bridge collapses. And I'm like, dude, what happened? If that's not a control, and it was this picture. It was one of the first videos and it was from some security camera and you couldn't see the barge or anything. Right. And this bridge collapses like a controlled demolition. I'm like, whoa, that's jacked up. Right. I'm like, man, that's crazy. And like one of my buddies at work, I'm like, dude, did you hear about, no, what's up? And I'm like, dude, look at this video. Like, look at this bridge. It looks like it just got demoed, right? And I'm like, that's so crazy, right? So I'm busy doing my thing. And the other reason that it was striking to me is because I'm like, dude, I've been on that bridge like way over 20 times. Like before I got married, I went over that bridge. You know, me and Texas mom me and Faith used to love going to Baltimore Inner Harbor. And I'm like, dude, I've been on that bridge. And I'm like, that's so crazy, right? So I'm busy working. I don't have time to research and whatever, right? Well, I get a couple things to my email. It says, oh, the bridge collapse. This barge hit it and it shows us. And I was like, oh, I'm like, wow. Yeah, that would do it.
Yeah.
You know, like this barge hit it, right? So I'm like, oh, you know, it was an accident. That's explaining it. You know, accidents still happen.
They do still happen. Conspiracy theorist.
Conspiracy realist. Well, here's what's really messed up, because in postmodern 2024, circa 1984, the intent is for you to always question
everything.
Right. And in reality, you do have to question everything. You know, question what just happened. You know, look. The who, what, when, where, how, and why. They used to actually teach kids this stuff. Who, what, when, where, how, and why. Because motive, you know, location, all these different things. All part of rhetoric, right? That's part of ration. That's part of reason, right? That's how we can, that's how we can solidify this stuff.
Sure.
And this is how we can dissemble and destroy hearsay and all these different things, right? And this is how we can find the truth. Who, what, when, where, how, why.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, got hit by a barge.
Sure.
Yeah, I could see that happening. I could see the accident, right? So then, so then redacted, right?
Uh-oh.
They do this little thing on it real quick, and they're like, check this out, right? The power goes out twice on this barge, and when you watch the real-time video from the water level, you're like, dude, bro, like,
I haven't seen any of
this. Yeah, this thing's going and it's not going to hit the bridge, right? And then just as the power goes out, it makes a hard hook to the right. And now it's aimed right at the bridge, right? But it's going to miss.
Still going to miss.
It's going to miss the pylon, right?
Oh.
but the power's out. Oh, we can't control it, right? The power comes back on.
Oh, you can see it come back
on the boat. You see the smoke come out and the power comes, the lights. Oh, yeah, you can, right? The power comes back on. It goes tick, tick, tick. It lines right up
with the
pylon. And then the power goes back out again.
Bam.
Boom. Shaboom, you know? Mm. And then there's all this other weird stuff, dude. I'm not trying to be too much of a conspiracy realist. The master, the boat captain,
okay,
is a Ukrainian.
No way.
There are these weird, and they could be total LARPers, but there are Ukrainian Telegram posts that are like, yeah, keep not funding the war and we'll drop more of your bridges and infrastructure and all stuff. And that could just be, an add on, you know, that could be somebody.
So how many people died?
Only 6.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, they called ahead and they were able to redirect traffic.
Still 6 people died.
Yeah. Because I think there were workers, like emergency workers. They were trying to, 6 people were unaccounted for. So I don't know exactly, but yeah. And amazingly, I mean,
a lot of people could have died
or gotten hurt. And it was 1:30 in the morning though.
That does help.
And then third, with every type of international ship, when you enter like a U.S. waterway, there is an accompanying, an associated
vehicle,
local captain. So that has to be like, when you're going in and out of harbor, mm-hmm. they have to be on ship. So there was that local Maryland captain. And so I haven't heard anything about that, but all of this information is important, but it's irrelevant in this grander scheme, because I think kind of like the bigger picture here is everything. When their disinformation plan is complete, everything that we believe will be a lie, right? Mm-hmm. So my point is there won't be any more accidents. And the problem is we learn about all of this after the fact, all of these different Project Blue Beam, Project Mockingbird.
It's already happened.
The USS Liberty mm-hmm. and the Gulf of Tonkin and all of these different things that at times either seemed like acts of aggression, accidental, color revolutions, all these different things. And then retrospectively, after the fact, after things get unredacted and FOIA, and, you know, time passes and the information comes out, now we know, oh, this was a COINTELPRO. Mm-hmm. This was an act of sabotage mm-hmm. or, you know, this was all planned. There aren't any more accidents. There just can't be. And this very well, there is a 20%. I first saw the barge hit, I thought, okay, it's an accident. Accidents do happen. Accidents do still happen.
Yeah.
And what's crazy, y'all, the more you hear about it, okay, so it gets better.
Okay.
Right after it happens.
Yeah.
Joe Biden.
Uh-oh. He already has a script for it?
Okay. Right after it happens, the first thing, the FBI or CIA comes out and says, oh yeah, this was a total accident. And if y'all don't follow Peak Prosperity and Chris Martinson, he is absolutely awesome. So Chris Martinson posts the TV news interview with the FBI or CIA. And he was like, darn it, I really thought that this was an accident. Until the FBI came out and said that this was definitely an accident, you know,
then you really know.
So there is that.
Mm-hmm.
Two other things. Clayton Morris of Redacted made some really salient, great points. He's like, how many years after JFK, we don't know who shot JFK, right? all these different things, 9/11, you know, remember right after 9/11 when they said Osama bin Laden did it, right? Mm-hmm. When William Cooper predicted that they would pin it on Osama bin Laden like 3 or 4 or 6 months before, you know, which you know, Alex Jones tried to take credit that he predicted all that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He stole it from Bill Cooper and all that. But, but he was like, you know, we don't know who JFK killed JFK, but like immediately after this happens, you know, it's not an accident. And Joe Biden comes on TV and says, we will pay for all of this. Like the feds, we're bailing this whole thing out. We are paying for absolutely everything.
To build the bridge back?
Yeah. And you're like, how much did the feds pay to fix East Palestine when that accident happened?
Mm-hmm.
How much are they, when they did all that PFAS forever, chemical poisoning and you know, oh, and we don't know and how long and like this fluke accident happens and
just like that.
Look, I mean, that infrastructure, that is a catastrophic infrastructure loss.
Massive.
You know, yeah. I can't even imagine, especially having lived and operated and worked in that area. Like, I don't even know what that does to your local economy.
Dude, when
that large of it. I mean, there's not like, oh, I'll go the other way.
I'll take the other bridge.
Yeah. But, so like, I'm not downplaying the impact on that area. It has a massive,
yeah,
but 100%. Like, it's like
probably chaos.
It's not like hundreds of thousands of people were poisoned forever.
Yeah.
And it's not like, tens to hundreds of thousands of acres of farmland were poisoned with cancerous material forever. Right.
Ever.
Yep. So there's just a lot of fascinating, and this will bleed into another podcast. This gets into this whole, how the Daily Wire just canceled Candace Owens and the previous Crowder Daily Wire. And now what's newly coming out about Jared Monroe and Steven Crowder.
Yeah.
And it points to all of this. I don't want to make this go for forever. Sure. So this has
been
be
1 hour,
a be continued podcast.
Oh yeah.
But,
it's been a good one.
It's been a lot of fun.
Go check out thetexasboys.com. If you want to pick up some freshly ground coffee over there, we got CBD coffee. We got all types of different flavored coffee, normal coffees, espressos, all types of really good stuff over there. Also, we have our organic, unpasteurized, unvaccinated, locally grown right here in the great state of Texas honey.
Yum.
And we got it in 5 pounds, 1 pounds. And then we got it creamed also in different sizes too. And anyway, also we have all types of different types of bulk teas. We have the native mud, all types of good stuff over there to support our local community here in Northeast Texas. So if you want to go pick some of that stuff up, it is at thetexasboys.com. Also, another reminder, we still do have 1/4 of a beef left for local pickup in the Northeast Texas area. Mount Pleasant, Texas is the pickup location. So you can put that in your Google Maps, Mount Pleasant, Texas, and that'll tell you how close you are from us. So there you go.
All right, y'all. It's been great. It's another great one for the history books.
Yeah.
Another time capsule. Hope you're enjoying this. I hope it makes your day more enjoyable and pleasurable. I hope it gives you something to think about.
Yeah. Something to chew over.
And hopefully it's, you know, something that's outside of your present paradigm that maybe stretches you, challenges you, helps you to be better.
There you go.
We could all be better. We could all be a little bit better.
Yeah.
We could all strive to be a little bit better.
Yep.
All right, y'all. Remember, stay fearless, my friends.